The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you here today. Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And if you're like me, you hear that and you think, but I don't want a burden at all. I want a break. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. But you know what it really is we don't really want downtime. And most of the time, we don't really want a rest. What we want is joy. That's the break that we want. That's the rest that our souls are yearning for. Turns out that's exactly what our Lord is talking about, because the Bible, it turns out, uses the word yoke as a metaphor for religious instruction. The word yoke is used in the Torah as a metaphor for all the commandments of Mount Sinai that Moses gave. It's called the yoke of God. Sirach says that seeking God is the wisdom that is the yoke of God. It's a metaphor for religious instruction. So if yoke is a metaphor for religious instruction, what instruction is Jesus talking about here? Well, Jesus says, "Learn from me, for I'm meek and humble of heart." Turns out there's one prophet in the Old Testament who described the Messiah as being meek and humble. It was the prophet Zechariah. And you might have heard this quote before. He said, "Behold, your king will come to you, meek and humble, and riding on the foal of a beast of burden." Does that sound familiar? What's he talking about? Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. What began on Palm Sunday? Jesus began his march to Calvary. It was the beginning of Holy Week. The religious instruction that Jesus is talking about is the cross. That's the yoke that is easy and light. And that doesn't seem like it's easy and light, does it? Most counterintuitive wisdom in the whole world. But I think that's because we haven't yet really carried the cross the way our Lord carries it. But when we do, I think we will discover, as St. John Vianney once said, that it has a sublime sweetness. When we carry it without complaint, without any thought of ourselves, when we carry it in the spirit that our Lord carried the cross. Second Vatican Council once said, very wisely, of course, that man discovers himself when he makes a sincere gift of himself. And although we may find very many generous and self-sacrificing souls who are physically weary, I don't think we'll ever discover one who is sad and is burdened in spirit. It's a great joy and a great freedom. That's what our Lord wants to share with us. Two things our Lord says here in this gospel that we can say to ourselves all day long and we can never exhaust their wisdom. Come to me and learn from me. And if we do that, we'll discover, as we heard in our first reading, that we will run and not grow weary, because God himself will be our rest. St. Damasus, pray for us.